My guest at this time is North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. He is a Republican and has joined us a couple of other times to bring the North Carolina Governor's Office perspective on HB2. That is the bill that was passed by the North Carolina legislature and signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory in response to the city of Charlotte passing an ordinance that required businesses to allow transgenders to use whatever facilities corresponded with their gender identity. On Monday, the U.S. Department of Justice announced it was suing the state of North Carolina under the Civil Rights Act of 1964 because transgenders were being discriminated on the basis of sex. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is taking the issue to the courts, asking for the federal courts to actually define what the Civil Rights Act meant when it comes to the definition of sex. And Lieutenant Governor Forrest, thanks very much for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me on again.
Did you ever expect this to get to this point where the federal government found your state in violation and now is taking you to federal court?
Sure, because these kind of overreaches have been coming out of the administration for quite some time. This one is just a little bit unprecedented. Even prior to them suing us, we actually sued first because what they did is they came to North Carolina through the Justice Department and said that unless you do what we say and repeal this law, we're going to take away $4 billion of tax dollars from North Carolina. We're going to take away your education, Title IX funding. We're going to take away your HUD funding. We're going to take away your transportation funding because we don't agree with your law, even though it's the same law the federal government has and 28 other states. And to even, back up a little bit to how you started, Greg, what this Charlotte ordinance actually said is that you would have to take the male and female bathroom signs off of the bathroom. You couldn't have male and female signs anymore. Those would have to come down, and they'd all have to be neutral signs, not just for the government, but for all of the business community as well. That was unconstitutional. It was against the law, and obviously it was an extreme stretch and overreach for anybody to do that. But for the federal government to tell us now that they think that that should be the law of the land, this is really going too far. And using extortion to do that is a pretty extreme measure, even from this administration.
To talk about the money issue a little more, because not only has the administration mentioned that, Loretta Lynch mentioned that Monday in her press conference as well. Given that amount of money, do you expect the federal government to actually go forward on that? And what will be the state's reaction if, in fact, the feds do that?
Well, my hope would be that even before they were able to do that, that Congress would step in. Congress controls the purse strings for the government, and they really should step in and do a review, have hearings, both on the House and Senate side of the Justice Department, the Transportation Department, and the HUD Department, so that they can get to the bottom of this. That should be the first order of business, because they're the real check and balance that really needs to be happening at the federal government. And right now, the administration is running rogue, doing what they want, based on false law, based on what they are saying Title IX and Title VII say, which is that sex in Title IX and the Civil Rights Act from the 60s and 70s says that sex means sexual orientation. And that's just not the case. There are plenty of lawsuits out there in the federal courts that say that's not the case. The Supreme Court has decided not to rule on that because they don't believe that's the case either. And so that's why it's going to the federal courts now for a decision.
Let me get your reaction to a couple of other comments along those same Civil Rights Act lines from Attorney General Lynch. Let's listen to what she had to say about comparing this to the era in which the Civil Rights Act was passed.
This is not the first time that we have seen discriminatory responses to historic moments of progress for our nation. We saw it in the Jim Crow laws that followed the Emancipation Proclamation. We saw it in the fierce and widespread resistance to Brown v. Board of Education. It was not so very long ago that states, including North Carolina, had other signs above restrooms, water fountains, and on public accommodations, keeping people out based on a distinction without a difference.
What do you make of her attempt to have an equivalence between this debate and what happened back in the 1960s?
Absolutely shameful is what it is. I mean, here's a very distinct difference. There's a reason why we had the civil rights laws that we have in effect right now, because back at the time, a a person of color using a water fountain has nothing to do with their color, or eating at a counter for lunch has nothing to do with the color of their skin. Where you sit on the bus has nothing to do with the color of a person's skin. That is absolute discrimination. Never should have taken place in America. But what bathroom a biological male or female uses, and going into a bathroom that has a sign that says male or female on it, has everything to do with sex, has everything to do with biological sex. These are completely different things. So for her to bring this up as if this is some great civil rights case in America today is really shameful, and to be painting that picture on the South or on North Carolina or anybody else shows that she really just doesn't understand this issue.
Democrats and the media, of course, are largely presenting you and Governor McCrory as the villains in this story. What are you hearing from the people, and what are you hearing from other state governments? I know Governor McCrory, in his statement on Monday, expected other states to join his lawsuit.
Well, obviously, there's overwhelming support for what we're doing from the average folks that just get it, that women that don't want men walking in their bathrooms or their shower, that there's overwhelming support. So one of the things that doesn't get talked about, Greg, is where the real discrimination is. Attempt to appease a transgender community. They're reaching out to maybe a less than 1% population out there and changing all human decency laws, changing in this case with the Judicial Department, the Civil Rights Act itself from an administrative perspective. But what you don't talk about is who's really being discriminated against. That's women and children who haven't had a voice in this. The 99% of the population of women and children who don't want a biological male walking into a place where they should have the most security and privacy of all, and that's in a bathroom, a shower, or a changing facility.
Lieutenant Governor Forrest, the Attorney General yesterday said this was a law that was not responding to an actual problem. We have seen stories in recent weeks, in fact, in a number of places around the country where men have been arrested for peeping in women's room, going in dressed as women. Now, whether they identify as women throughout the day or they just disguise themselves to head into the restrooms in order to do what they did, what does that tell you about what's reality, what's a real threat, and what's not here?
Yeah, I mean, we know that people, not transgender community and probably not the LGBT community either, but there's a bunch of nefarious characters out there. We have like 24,000 registered sex offenders in North Carolina. Don't give them a loophole. Don't give them an opening to walk into a bathroom or a shower or anything like that. You just don't want to do that. It defies logic. It defies common sense. So we don't want to do that. But her comment about, there was not a problem here, well, she should say that to the city of Charlotte, because we didn't create the House Bill 2 on our own. We did it in defense of what Charlotte was doing to say you have to take down signs off bathrooms, private businesses. We returned the authority of that to private businesses, that you can do whatever you want with your bathrooms, but in government facilities you have to keep male and female up on the doors. And so really the problem was created by Charlotte. Nobody prior to Charlotte's ordinance was like worried necessarily about a transgender person going in the bathroom. It was probably happening and people were okay with it and they didn't even notice it. But Charlotte brought up the problem against the law, unconstitutional, and very extreme. So we had to address that.
Sir, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago that this is an attempt to kind of erode some of the moral laws and the moral fabric by pushing this agenda. What do you think is the larger goal here by the Obama administration? Is this the end of the line, or do you think they have a larger, more overarching goal?
Well, you never know what the end of the line is. I mean, if you remember back in the days of the marriage amendment, the LGBT community was just saying, just leave us alone, just give us our privacy. We just don't want to be bothered. Just allow us to marry and be left alone. And then here you come right on the heels of that with this. This was not something that we created again. This was something that they created. So, it's the Obama administration right now holding North Carolina children hostage by trying to take away their education funding from a federal level to push a radical, extreme agenda of this administration. It's been their agenda for some time, but they're obviously running out of time as well. And so, the clock is winding down, and I think that that's really what you're looking at.
Lieutenant Governor, like you've said, I'm sure there were other issues you were focused on that you'd like to get back to. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it greatly.
Well, thanks for having me on. Hope you have a great day.
You too, sir. North Carolina Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.